It is time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda as we talk about the Bills' loss to the Giants yesterday, 24-10. And I think a simple way to start this off this morning, Matt, what happened?
Well, good morning, Jay. And this one is just really all around the mistakes and penalties. The Bills had a chance to take a step in showing the league that they're for real by beating a team they absolutely should beat, and they came up short. They sure looked like the same old Buffalo Bills, that's for sure. After three home games, they're now 1-2 in Orchard Park, and that's not a sign of a playoff team. It seems we go back and forth with this team as they're dominant one week and just terrible the next. Going to have to clean up their consistency if they plan to contend this year, and much of that starts with discipline, particularly in regard to the penalties. 17 penalties for 135 yards is just mind-blowing. After their first two games, the Bills led the league in penalties with 25, but to have 17 in one game is downright inexcusable. Ryan said after the game that he'd take a team that would fight over a team that won't, perhaps alluding to this team being really aggressive. But I think that misses the point. It's not being aggressive when the Bills are taking holding penalties or false starts. It's simply a lack of discipline. And on Friday, we touched on the question of whether a team with this much talent would be able to manage their recent success and not buy into all the headlines. Would they be disciplined and come out prepared? And well, the answer was a resounding no on Sunday.
And also on Friday, we talked about individual performances. You noted the injuries, the guys who weren't going to be there, and you said some other guys were going to have to step up. Well, let's take a look at a couple of those performances.
Well, again, where do we start? The defensive line was downright invisible. Mario Williams, Jerry Hughes couldn't reach Eli Manning for any kind of pressure. Marcel Darius and Kyle Williams absolutely pushed around at the line of scrimmage, creating plenty of clean running lanes for Giants running backs. And I hate to just even get started on the offense, which Tyrod Taylor came crashing back to earth this week with a total quarterback rating of 16.6 out of a possible 100. But it wasn't just Taylor. He got little to no help from his receiving core as drop passes seemed to plague the offense throughout the game. Taylor was two of on his first 10 passes, and a lot of those came just really from drops. Charles Clay in particular had a game to forget. In addition to the drop passes, he was downright out-muscled for an interception along the sidelines. One week after having an absolutely spectacular game against Miami, he had the opposite this week.
Makes for a very tough Monday, doesn't it, to go over it that way? But that's the raw truth. But another part of the truth is we have another game ahead. Let's look forward, Matt.
I know we're piling on today, and deservedly so, but let's look at the bright side of things. Why not? It's a long season, and the Bills really do have plenty of time to clean things up and improve. People are going to be down by this loss, but this team certainly has the talent. They need to clean up their play with consistency, and again, they need to be more disciplined. Getting arguably their two biggest playmakers back healthy would also be a tremendous boost. Missing both Sammy Watkins and LeSean McCoy certainly didn't help the Bills' cause. It'll be a huge boost to get both guys back healthy in the near future. Bills fans just have to hope they don't rush them back, but having both on the field and forcing the opposition to prepare and account for them is really going to be significant in opening up not only their play, but others who will benefit from the attention these players attract as well. I know the loss was tough yesterday, but really hope that Bills fans can keep it in perspective in the sense that this is a young, talented team, still has plenty of opportunity to show they're for real. Are they there yet? Certainly not. But if they're any kind of team we expect them to be, they'll rebound this week and with a strong performance, and we'll put this loss behind them, and hopefully the fan base does as well.
Thanks for settling us down just a little bit here, Matt. I appreciate that for sure. And also, of course, thanks as always on these Monday mornings for going beyond the playbook.
Sure thing.